UAPs. The two extraterrestrials who were seen in the backyard of a family in Las Vegas are said to have been using a cloaking device. This sort of reminds me of the testing that went on with a material which made light bend around it and we were testing. This is one sighting that was trying to be debunked, but the experts just could not do it. It says a lot about what happened. At first no one believed it, but as the evidence came out, such as the video, it went through intensive screening and was proclaimed an original video which was not edited in any way. It is believed the creatures which were seen behind a fence and were said to be at least 8 feet tall were not actors but genuine aliens. Japan, which has been very secretive about UAPs, at least by the government, has finally decided the government should look into the UAP problem. The Japanese government is creating a group to do just that. This presumes they haven't secretly been doing this already. If you wanted to hide that fact, one way to do it might be by making this type of announcement. I think it is quite interesting that different governments, including our own, have announced forming groups in the government to do this type of investigation. A few years ago, this never would have happened. When people find something they cannot explain, many times they jump to the conclusion extraterrestrials must be responsible. This gets said hundreds of times a year and maybe more. It was said on May 24, 2024, when an odd object was found on the ground at a campsite. It was made by several metal sheets held together with strange bolts, but the most unusual thing was some were saying it was covered with fur. The fur turned out to be burnt carbon fiber, and the object was said to be from the cargo bay of a SpaceX launch by a scientist. Are we getting to be more of a target for space junk? The Memorial Day air show is always fun to see, but this one had an extra attraction, and it was a UAP. Photos were taken of it and some in the crowd noticed it. No, it did not join in the acrobatics. One thing no one seems to mention when talking about the UAP sighting in 1947 by Kenneth Arnold was the fact when he drew what he had seen, the UAPs had an odd shape, which doesn't seem to appear in the ones seen later on. They looked more like a futuristic version of a B-1 bomber. They were round in the front but scalloped in the back, at least that is how the drawing looked to me. Sometimes, seeing a UAP causes other events to take place, and they are not always pleasant. By now most of us know about the Jimbel UFO event in 2015. An intelligence officer who has watched the Jimbel video began to have strange experiences of the extraterrestrial kind. In the beginning he would be woken up by his body moving across his bed. He began to see extraterrestrials at night in his room. He talked about one time feeling a hand on his body and being paralyzed and seeing a shadowy form. We know there are UAPs in our skies already, and there is some proof they have implanted at least a few people with location devices, which made we wonder about something. I have to wonder why, with all the cell phones people have, why wouldn't they just track these phones? If they can turn off the instruments in a modern fighter aircraft, they could almost certainly intercept signals from phones. It might also be possible for them to use our cell phones in other ways we are not aware of yet. If we can buy a device that can access our heart and be read on our cell phone, they probably could also access that. And this is only one type of medical device. With all the devices we now have in our homes, in our cars and on our bodies, our lives could become an open book to them. Remember when company employees were caught listening into Alexa? Have any of our devices been enhanced and we don't know it, making it easy for them to send signals to ships in space or secret bases on Earth? We think we would find out, don't we? Maybe not. If the information is being sent by some advanced technology we know nothing about. We know the extraterrestrials are very interested in this planet and interested in us for some reason we can't be sure about. Wouldn't it stand to reason they could be monitoring us without our knowing about it? The famous story about the ancient Greeks conquering Troy with a wooden horse might apply to us today. By that I mean maybe we have discovered some technology which was left for us. But it really is alien and has other uses we don't know about, and it could be spying on all of us right now. There are plenty of people who suspect some of the inventions we have today were really found inside UAPs and the government handed these over to the private sector. One of these things is optical cable. Could it somehow be used to spy on our entertainment habits? There has been a lot of talk about Robert Bigelow and his relationship with the government, which seems to be special. He is the head of Bigelow Aerospace, and there have been rumors some materials from crashed UAPs were sent to him by the government for safekeeping. He was also the former owner of Skinwalker Ranch, where all sorts of weird things have taken place. He has kept very secret about what he found there in the years of his investigation. I have wondered how he was allowed to sell it to a real estate investor. I say this because when he was the owner, it seemed all the experiments conducted there had something to do with the government, and with all the strange results, one would have thought the government would want that place kept out of sight, but apparently not, since we now have a television show about it. It's funny, just when you think you have something figured out, it gets turned upside down. For instance, the government releases UAP videos after denying they exist for decades, but then we mostly go back to the way things were as far as releases go.